This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. On May 16th, Canadians will celebrate National Seal Products Day, a time to recognize the important role that sealing has in the fishery. On Bay FM's Halibut today, Bill Penny spoke about his role on the seal file for the Mi'kmaq commercial fisheries as a business developer. Penny says he's been working closely with the group for about 5 years, around the time when they launched a seal oil capsule called Waspoo.
And Waspoo is the Mi'kmaq word for seal. So our brand is literally called Seal Oil. We started building that brand, created a website, social media. And then throughout that process, we realized there's a big opportunity on the global stage to represent Halibut First Nation and Mi'kmaq commercial fisheries on opening discussions with foreign governments that currently have seal products banned.
Penny says this includes Taiwan, the European Union, the United Kingdom, and even the United States about reopening seal markets. He says it's a slow process, but other countries are buying their branded products.
We're also currently working with countries like Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, who are buying our seal oil, both our brands. We have customers in Hong Kong and Korea selling Waspoo oil, the branded products. We have also created a pet product called Waspoo Oil for Pets, which is incredible for pet owners out there who have dogs who are picky eaters or skin issues and all the benefits of a highly potent omega-3.
Penny says over the last few years, Halibut First Nations has sponsored members to become seal harvesters.
So again, within that group of people, it's an aging population, like most of the industries in Newfoundland. So Halibut is encouraging its members to sign up in the spring of the year to do the humane harvesting courses. And then as we can repopulate the seal harvesters and hopefully open up markets for seal products around the world.
National Seal Products Day was established in 2017. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.